Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Happy 1 o'clock. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to...
Humpity Hump.
The Bridal Body Shop. And we are just so happy that you could join us on a beautiful day. And we apologize in advance if there's any static on the line. And we're hoping...
That you don't hear it. We
that you don't hear it. And we hear it. And if it has anything to do with Verizon... We stand in solidarity, brothers and sisters. Just, you know, get what you need, but, you know, don't, you know, we understand about getting everything you need in your contract, but just, you know, don't hurt the people that are paying you.
Yeah.
Don't,
for us, you wouldn't get paid.
So just, you know, just be cool, and we stand with you, and hopefully you get everything that you want. But welcome to another show, and... Let me give the proper intros before I start rattling
I'm
off.
I'm ready.
Lori Towers is me. How come I never get anything? Lead Ziegelman is she.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bride Body Shop is who we are.
Woo!
Yeah. Going on 4 years, April 28th.
Imagine that.
Four years strong. And thank you for being with us. Thank you for making us what we've become today. And, you know, it's just nice to see the ratings go up and up and up, and we thank you for that. And those who are just joining us, we hope that you enjoy the ride. We hope that you we change your mind about fitness and health. We hope that we make it more of something that becomes a oneness in you as opposed to something that's a foreign topic that you never could understand or get right. Fitness and health should be something that you embrace and you understand on a daily basis. This way you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
This way you could cherish it. This way you could just use it the rest of your life. And that's what we hope that we do. We provide a little laughs along the way, but some important information the entire journey. I turn to my lovely co-host, Lee Ziegelman, and ask her, how are you, Lee?
I'm great.
Anything new?
Anything new? Let me see.
Anything new and improved?
And improved?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm improved every day.
Oh, boy.
See?
There you go.
Well, don't you feel like every time you work out, you're improving yourself more?
Oh, my God.
More?
It's so, my drug of choice.
There you go.
Absolutely.
I'm improved.
And you know something? This is the show that we have today is perfect because I think it's April 14th that it's anti smoke.
I think it's November.
No. It's April. They're doing something this month because that's why they're having that barrage of commercials.
Really? I thought November was anti-smoke day.
It's something else.
Stop
but it has
day.
Something. It has something. It's this month.
I don't even know.
So
try not to pay attention because they're so depressing, those commercials.
Well, you know, and that's what's important about this show today. It's basically for all the reasons that you should have already to stop smoking. I mean, it's the best investment you're going to make in your life, and that's a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
The profits of working out, or people don't even realize that there's a lot of things that happen within your body, the chemical changes and everything when you stop smoking, emotionally, chemically, physically, and working out is the remedy. It really is. And people, and I would love to see if they would import that in some commercials, because they really don't.
No, you know, they're going to put the commercials where you shouldn't smoke anymore.
Yeah.
That's it. You know
it's
anti-smoking, no matter what.
You know, for those who are listening on the West Coast, I don't know if the channeling of commercial is the same as it is here, but I'm thinking so. I think that you buy a certain amount of space at a network, and I think it gets pretty much all over. But there is this one commercial that is, you know, and it what's nice about it is it's not gory. It doesn't show you anything that would be
repulsive. But there are some of them.
Right. But I think the one that I'm talking about is this young guy who is 39 years old.
Yeah.
And he was diagnosed with, I think it was stage 4.
Stage 4 lung cancer, yeah.
And you see him, an attractive young man, and, you know, then there were commercials with him and his wife and his looks like a his daughter, who's probably maybe 3 years old, 4 years old, tops.
I never saw those.
Yeah. And
same guy?
It's the same guy. And what they did was they brilliantly let you get attached to him, which is, it's basically like it's a little docudrama.
Mm-hmm.
They let you get to know him. Then they start dropping the next commercial. And then the last commercial was, he's exhausted every possibility in chemotherapy and radiation. So now you're left with looking at this guy who's saying his biggest fear is
getting
it comes back.
Getting
because he can't do anything about it. And I think that's what you know, people always see lung cancer as an older person's, you know, complication.
You know what? You say that, but a lot
yeah.
of people that are diagnosed are very, very young.
Of course, but I think the picture that people see is
yeah.
60s, 70s,
mm-hmm.
you know, lifelong
yeah.
smoker, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah, blah. And here's this young guy who look and it looks like, you know, I mean, I look closely at
things. He's 39 years old.
Yeah, it looks like his hair has just grown back from chemo, or it might be a wig, but you could see it's this.
You know what, I'm going to be honest, I don't know if it's really true, but it works.
It does work.
It works.
You see, this is the thing. Fear marketing
right.
does work, because now, not only are their campaign was, They showed you know, people hooked up to machines, people, and that creates an unrealistic environment visually in most people's heads. It's
I don't
scary.
Think so. I mean, yeah, of course that
it's
was.
Scary,
how about the one that with the woman with her family and she's eating through the tube?
Yeah, but see, that's the extreme, and that's what people say. Oh, that can't be me. But now you see this young guy who's like could be my. I wouldn't say my son, but it could be anybody that we know.
You could say your son.
Not really. He's 39. I'm 53. I guess so.
You could.
Shotgun, right? Yeah, 16. I guess I could have had him at 16.
Definitely could.
But the thing is, you look at him and say, "Wow, he's me." And I think that's the brilliance of these commercials, which of course can be very intrusive emotionally
mm-hmm.
to a lot of people. But they're wonderful because they deliver a message. Like, you know what? Everything we know about smoking. Why are we still doing it?
How could we still afford it, first of all?
Okay, but
that's another thing.
And a guest in a couple of weeks is going to be Lou Paradise from Topperson. And we discussed something with him, I think the last show we did with him. And what we came up with, I was doing some numbers. And it showed that in January of 2016,
mm-hmm.
the smoking rate went up by 14%.
Yeah.
And how? How?
It wasn't even the cigarettes that went up. It was the tax that went up.
No, no. The percentage of smokers went
oh,
up.
Oh, you mean the percentage
that's what I'm
of
saying.
Smoking. I thought you meant the price.
No.
Yeah.
And you and I were discussing with Lou, how is that possible with this these really, really, these amazingly strong and brutal campaigns that they're having?
You know, a lot of people don't believe that those are true.
Well,
you know
what? I think that's why.
It's like, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think the guy that's 39 is a true guy.
Why? Why would you think that?
Because he looks too healthy to me.
He looks too healthy to me.
He doesn't look gaunt to me. He looks normal. But,
no.
You know, that's besides the point. Besides the point.
But I think that's,
To have smokers go up in percentage is a little, you know, it's a little scary.
Especially with the amount of money.
But I wonder if they include, like, you know, kids. Or adults, you know, because the kids still have to go through that phase that it's a cool thing to smoke, no matter what. We did it.
Yeah.
Okay? They're going to have to go through it because it's part of peer pressure and part of just growing up, you know?
You know, I remember, and kids, now there's the Lucy's that they buy. And I remember one
morning. Now, they had them years ago.
Oh, no, but I remember one morning, and I was living upstate at the time, walking to get something, I forgot what it was, And there was these three teenagers sitting outside, and they were like, excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah.
You know, when you're being called ma'am, it's usually not a good thing anyway.
Can I buy a cigarette off
you? Can you go in and buy me a Lucy?
Oh.
And I said, would your mother? And they said, no. I said, then I'm not. That's really it. I'm sure there's no way. And, of course, you get the clocks and the blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But how can any adult, with or without children,
mm-hmm.
buy something like that for a child?
Right.
And they don't realize it. They don't realize it. But, you know, you're doing them a tremendous favor. So what we're going to be talking about today is how smoking will, how working out can help with stopping smoking on three very different levels, the physical, the emotional, the mental.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize that. And like I said, I was every time I see it, I was hoping that there would be something. There would be some sort of, like, you know, give, not only should you tell people don't smoke, give them options of what they could do when they don't, what they can do to keep their bodies healthy, what they can do to create a bridge between feeling deprived and needing that oral satisfaction. What can you do? What can you do?
Well, you know what people do. They turn to food after that.
And, you know, the thing is, that's, you know, I totally understand that. But what about the foods, the drugs, the foods that you put in your mouth? Okay, how about thinking about, well, I need to put something, how about a carrot stick? How about celery? I mean, if you need, and you're laughing, and I'm seeing that face.
I'm going to be honest with you. Years ago, I think I turned 40, I quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, you know what? I work out. And you know me, I work out every day.
Mm-hmm.
I gained 30 pounds.
30 pounds?
Yes. No matter what, I gained 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, smoking does raise metabolism.
Absolutely.
Okay, but I did feed my face a little more
because
you want to fix that oral sensation.
Absolutely.
Okay? So, you know, you really, really have to pay attention. Do you really want to, you know, chew some gum? I'm not a big gum chewer. A lot of people chew the gum. That's why they have the nicotine gum. Chew the gum. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
even the withdrawal of having a cigarette. It was something hand to mouth.
Of
hand
course,
to mouth.
That's exactly
and
right.
And you replace it with
yeah.
food. Hand to mouth, hand
mm-hmm.
to mouth. And that's when I started chewing on straws and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. It was just, and you know, after a while, it just goes away. It really
yeah,
does
it
because
does.
It's a habit.
Yeah.
It's really, this is what you call a hard habit to break.
Of course.
And, but it breaks. After a while, your body just says, you know what, I forgot about it. And that's it.
And do you know something?
And I did lose the 30 pounds.
Of course you did.
You know?
But I and again, it's... I think the grouping of women, it's usually the biggest fear in stopping smoking. Now,
mm-hmm.
the thing is, the biggest fear, nobody's thinking about what will come of smoking, the lung cancer, the anything.
No,
I mean,
it was the gaining of the weight.
Yeah, people are more frightened of gaining
Why
weight than...
Why do models smoke and drink coffee all day?
Of course, well, that's the least of it.
Right.
That's
what I'm saying.
You
know, that just keeps them thin all the time.
But that's the people's biggest fear is the gaining weight, not... the outcome of the byproduct of
but
many
you do,
years
you,
of smoking.
You automatically gain weight. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You automatically gain weight.
Now.
I mean, you could work out and you could do all that stuff, and I done it, but you're always going to fill that hand-to-mouth with food.
But you could do it sensibly.
Of course you could.
You
and
could
I did. I did. I ate cleaner then than I do now.
Yeah.
But you're always going to eat a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And your body could just take, you know, so much.
Well, now... Here's what we're going to go down to the list after you see.
That's why I'm looking at this, and it's just, you know, okay, it's it could be realistic, but a lot of it is unrealistic.
But no, the thing is...
Because I've been in this boat.
Of course you have, but look at you now. See, that's the thing. That's the thing. People just automatically think
you have to overcome it.
When they're gaining weight, that's it. We're going to stop here, and we're never going to move from this.
Yeah. What
of course,
whatever
you, will.
You do, just don't turn back to smoking.
But I tell you something. My mother
That's
stopped.
It.
My mother was oh my God, rest her soul. Three packs a day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know how much
weight
she gained when she stopped smoking?
How much?
8 pounds.
8 pounds.
That was it.
Yeah, but she wasn't like you know. She didn't eat a lot to begin with.
She ate normally. She didn't eat.
I ate very, very clean.
It really depends on the. My mother always ate well.
Right.
But she only gained about 8 pounds, and of course that 8 pounds bothered her, but, you know, she just got on the bike a little
bit
more.
You know what, and after a while, your body gets adjusted. This is, it's just like when you have a baby. It takes your body 6 months to know that you're not pregnant anymore. All those changes have to happen in your body to say, okay, this is not happening anymore, so we have to regenerate to go back into normal mode.
Of course, and, you know, people have to realize that it's a transition.
Right.
It's not something that's going to... Your body is going through something. I mean, especially...
Your body is amazing. Yeah. It really is amazing. It could heal itself, okay, and it could fix itself, but it's up to the individual to do the work for it. It's discipline in the mind for the body to do that.
But the thing is, if you're smoking for, like, 30 years,
mm-hmm.
your body recognizes that. And the infusion of toxins and all of that as normal. So you can't expect just stopping the poison, your body is just going to accommodate that and embrace it. No, your body's going to go through the change.
Right, exactly. It's so used to it.
Even if it's a bad
it's
thing.
Whatever
it
used
to, your body,
it's saying it's like a withdrawal.
Yeah,
of it.
It's like, well, what the hell is happening? We expected this, and even
especially
if it's
the nicotine. Well, they always said it's not even the nicotine, it's the tar that's so bad for you.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, besides limiting weight gain, exercise, number one, will decrease appetite.
No.
Well, it eases nicotine.
I don't know. When I exercise, I'm starving when I'm done. You're not hungry after you exercise? I look forward to eating. So I don't know. I'm going to disagree with that.
Okay, you could disagree with that.
Okay.
Eases nicotine withdrawal symptoms when you first quit smoking. Now, by easing, I see your fotch.
No. You know what? After you work out, who would want a cigarette anyway?
Well,
I could see that.
Unfortunately, there are some people that smoke right after they work out,
crazy.
Which I never understood.
That's crazy.
Okay, so, and it also distracts you from thoughts of smoking. So, and you know what? Like anything else, it distracts
you. Keep yourself busy in other ways.
Exactly. It improves your mood, obviously elevating serotonin levels,
mm-hmm.
elevating, you know.
You know, in general, you don't have to stop smoking for that.
No, but what I'm trying to say is exercising will...
Give you the high that you got from
the
smoking.
The dips that you're feeling.
Right. But again, you know,
will
I'm going to disagree with a lot of this because I don't agree with a lot of these things here.
Okay. Helps you cope with stress and feel more energetic.
For the what? The hour and a half that you're exercising?
But I'm just saying,
it's how many times people, nervousness and stuff like that, what are the first thing they do?
I know what you're saying.
I know, I'm just saying.
But the thing is, we're trying to help people.
No,
elite. This is the theme of the show.
I know. Maybe you didn't get
the memo. We're trying to help people.
And we are going to help people, but, you know, sometimes I'm honest. That's all.
But we're trying to help people. We're trying to help people today.
Okay.
So stay with me. Stay on
with
fire.
You.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Okay. Now, how to get started with exercise. Okay.
Well, that's what we're here for.
That's the thing is, you have to find some time in your day. Now, finding the time in your day, obviously, is a little trickier than not kids, career. It's tough. But the idea is, if you've gone the length of cultivating a lifestyle for yourself that should be inclusive of health, you have children you want to see graduate college and so on, and you've decided, I'm going to stop smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you've actually formulated all that and you've decided, okay, now is the time, the very least you could do is maybe put a little time aside for cardio.
Yeah.
A little time aside. We're not even talking about anything more than 45 minutes. 45 minutes. That's all you need to do. Just find some pocket of time and just do it.
Where are you available in a day?
That's exactly right. And the idea is you have to make exercise a priority. Put it in your schedule so that you don't, I mean, put it on the refrigerator. Put it where you can see it. Put it where it becomes real, because sometimes when it's just in your head.
You don't want to do it.
You don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it.
Don't make it like something mundane that you just say, oh, I got to exercise.
Yeah.
Make it something that you enjoy.
Right. That's why people will embrace a friend,
mm-hmm.
and just say, okay, you know, let's go and work out. It makes you accountable to the person.
Your person.
That you're going to be there.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. And it makes you
there.
Feel so much better.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole thing. You know, exercises, what exercises could you do at work? Now, we're thinking about, you're sitting at the desk.
There's so many things.
And that craving is hitting you. Okay. Now, if you don't have something to pick up and put in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
what can you do at the desk? What can you do at the desk?
You could do squats.
You could do some squats.
Okay. You could do some push-ups.
That's exactly
okay.
right.
Even if you can't do push-ups, do some wall push-ups.
That's exactly
okay.
right. See, that's the whole thing.
There's
substitution.
There's so many, modifying everything that you can't do
that's
until
exactly
you
right.
can do.
That's exactly right. Or just get up and go away from your desk, walk,
walk
up and down
around.
Right. Yeah,
these
are things that you can do that will make all of this easy. And sometimes it's just a substitution of thought. And that's really where we are in life. Sometimes, you know, when you lose a friend, you make another one. We automatically, as human beings and social beings, we need a substitution. So if you find a substitution for something that's bad, number one, just know, even if it doesn't feel like it's right, you're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And smoking at this point, I think everybody knows.
It's not good.
It's not even a matter of, years ago, I remember my mother buying cigarettes and looking. I was looking at the package. It may be harmful to your health. Now we know.
No, it is harmful to your health.
So now we absolutely know that it is. So knowing that, stop pulling out that one 96-year-old uncle that smoked four packages a day and say, well, you know what, he did this and he drank and he ate red meat and he lived to 96.
You know, it's one in 100.
And that's what people don't see. It's one in a very, 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 very small minority. So don't pull that out. It's just not working. And usually the majority of people may not, thankfully, pass.
You know what I don't understand? Why do they still sell cigarettes?
Well, same. You know, it's look. Let's be serious. It's a toxin. We know that.
Right.
But now I think that it's the same. They still sell wine now. Unfortunately,
full moderation with wine. I mean, it's not going to kill you. They actually say drinking, you know, a glass of red wine is healthy for you.
See, this is where it gets tricky. The amount of people that die in drunk driving related
it's
accidents.
More than lung cancer.
That's
and stuff
what I'm
like
saying.
That.
So
totally
see, that's where it is. It's like, okay,
it's
we
just,
could start
you know,
banning
smart
things.
Choices,
well, you know,
really,
thing,
smart
that's
choices.
Exactly right. So, okay, we can't start banning everything that's harmful to you because there are many things.
But it is harmful to you.
But what we could do is disseminate information and make people make the right choices.
Right.
Because for you to tell me, I mean, look. You could put cigarettes in front of me. I'm like, I know better. I'm not going to smoke.
No,
But what I'm saying is, well, apparently a lot. But what I'm saying is people have to be able, we can't ban everything. People have to know, they have to be informed and know what not to do. Again, if we start banning cigarettes, we have to ban liquor. And we can't become a society of that because that lends to other ways of thinking and it's not good. But if you're sensible about it, and honestly, there's nothing sensible about smoking.
No, exactly, and that's what I'm saying. There is sensible about, you know, drinking some wine and stuff like that and enjoying a cocktail or two.
Right. But
not smoking because you can't just have one cigarette. People smoke like half a pack to a pack a day.
Of course. You know, and I remember.
And knowing that it's toxic for you. It's like going on the street and buying drugs.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing.
I don't think liquor is considered that.
It's not.
People could be more adult about that.
Well, you know, again.
Until you have a problem.
Right. We would hope that people would you know, become responsible people and do the right thing and not overindulge. But a lot of people can't govern their behavior. So that's the real thing. So, again, exercise plays such an amazing role. And anything that you do to rebuild your body towards a healthier environment, but in this case as well, it's just really wonderful. And for more information on this, we did a nice little column on Fitness Friday, Topperson's Fitness Friday.
Yeah.
Look for it this week on our page, The Bridal Body Shop, and certainly look up all these resources you have if you're really thinking about not smoking. Look up the resources because there are so many assembled for you. in addition to the commercials that are scaring the bejesus, as my grandmother would say, out of us.
But they work.
And that's fear marketing. Fear marketing, I think, done the right way, because we really need it. Speaking of Topperson, who do we have coming on in 2 weeks?
Lou.
We got Lightning Luigi.
Hello.
Paradisi. Lou Paradisi will be on with us the week after next. And we'll be talking about springing into fitness and all the wonderful things and activities spring will bring to us, and how to take care of those strains, sprains, hopefully not breaks, but he'll be talking with us about that at on a monthly Topperson talk that we have with Lucky Luigi. He'll be coming on with us. And hey, if you're in New York on the 25th and you're getting married, the place to be is the Wedding Salon. And they're having a big to-do that we'll be broadcasting live from at the Metropolitan Pavilion on, I believe it's 38th Street. I believe it's 38th Street. I think it's around 8th or 7th Avenue. It's all in that area. We do a lot of things in that area anyway. But and this is going to be everything from soup to nuts. I believe it's going to be like a couple different floors. And Tatiana Byron was on the show a couple of years ago, and she just really, really, really does weddings the right way, and you're not going to be better than her. So the Wedding Salon, go to their website and find out the specifics of, it starts, I think, 4 o'clock. It goes from 4 to 8, but the Metropolitan Pavilion, and we'll be there, and we'll be broadcasting live, and more details to come of that. Speaking of working out, what magazine do we like? You know
which one I love.
Muscle Sport Mag. We love that magazine because it is. And you know what? The funny thing is, I have it in my waiting room. And somebody came in the other day and said, oh, this magazine is really, really cool. Where'd you get it? Oh, well, sponsor of our show, Muscle Sport Magazine. And it's really cool because it looks like it's a thin little magazine. But you know,
there's no fillers
whatsoever. There's just content. That's what you want. You know what? If you want to peruse the menu of vitamins, go to the vitamin shop. Go any place. GNC. Go look at that. I don't want to see it in a glossy.
You know what? You can see it in every muscle magazine that's out there, because that's all they do now.
I don't want 12 pages for it. I'm not going to pay for 12 pages.
I think that's the only way they're
that.
Surviving now.
No, I think so. I think you're right. I don't want 12 pages of that. So Muscle Sport Magazine, delivered to your home. I think they're having a special no shipping this month. Go to their website, MuscleSport.com. And find out all about them. And you can even read it online, but for crying out loud, just buy the magazine. It's not going to kill you. You know, it's a cheap enough magazine. It's enjoyable. This is what we, Elite and I, liked when we were first starting out.
It
was content.
I loved it.
It's meat. All meat, no filler. That's what we say, Muscle Sport Mag. And also,
Another mag.
What mag? What mag are you talking about?
Bella?
That's the magazine we're talking about. Bella Magazine. Bella Magazine. No, I wanted you to say it. I didn't want to say it.
Oh, I got scared. I thought.
Because I didn't want to say that I may issue I have as I thought you were going to lead me in the right way. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Bella Magazine is a wonderful magazine, and it's actually tri-state area. It goes from the Hamptons to Connecticut. It's just, it really hits everything, and it also has issues that are in L.A., and that's...
But who's writing for them?
Yeah, I'm going to be in this month. And
the only, one and
see,
only.
That's what I was waiting. I don't want to say
the only one and only.
I'm going to...
Lori Towers. Woo-hoo!
Look for me in May's edition, which should be hitting the stands, I believe, at the end of this month.
Can't wait. Grab your issues.
It's probably going to be online, too. I think they also do it online.
Do they?
I think so. So So look
I'm sure
for,
everything is online.
So look for Ask the Expert. And that's C'est moi. It's me.
Yes.
So, and that's our show.
And knowing Laura Tao is the way she writes, you better read it.
No, thank you, darling.
Very informative.
Thank you, darling. And I thank
smart.
You. And thank
and
you.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. And thank you.
Ooh, thank you.
For writing Shotgun and making this show a wonderful show. And seriously, people, if if you do anything today, even just the thought of putting down that cigarette is a big step in the right direction. So please
yes.
do that.
Stupid as
and again, look at our Facebook page and look at Fitness Friday that we do with Tapas and every week, and you'll see some facts about fitness and putting down that cigarette. Put down the cigarette and lift a barbell. What do you think of that?
I love that.
Hey,
I think that's a great catch.
I'm always thinking.
Great catch.
But so we'll, in rounding that up, we just hope that we made something that's a very, very serious topic. We hope we made it a little bit more digestible for you. And we look forward to seeing you next week. And go out and make it a productive day. Make it a good one. Make it a healthy day. And we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life.
Woohoo!
Take us home, Elite.
We know we do, right?
See you next week.